Uh-oh. Suddenly, PK, demand is booming for office space. If you can believe that, things are really starting to take a turn. This is Real Estate Radio. I'm Byron Lazine, One and Company at William Ravis Real Estate, with Pat Kenny of Barnum Plans. Pat, can you believe the headlines? That office
I love.
Coming back. You love the headlines.
I love the headline. I like the drama in the headline because it's suddenly,
all of a sudden,
demand. Like there's a purposeful pause after suddenly to really add to the drama that is this article.
In February, the national VODI, V-O-D-I, grew 29%, increasing by 13 points to 58. I have no idea what that means, but VODI is a national VTS office demand index. So VTS office demand index is the VODI. It tracks tenant hours, both in-person and virtual, of office properties across the nation, and they posted significant gains in January and February. And it's now 38% lower than it was just before the pandemic. By comparison, it was 85% below pre-pandemic levels last May. So people are going back to the offices. I have actually, Pat, said this is going to happen for quite some time. You know, we had that boom in people buying up real estate in Connecticut in 2020 that were specifically coming from New York and New York City in particular. I said, yeah, this is great. This is a great moment in time. It's pushed up our prices in most Connecticut towns by over 20%. So everybody, Connecticut homeowners, you now have a lot more equity in your home today than you did a year and a half ago. A lot more, significantly more amounts of equity. But this is a moment in time. And as people go back to offices in New York City, you know, like, think about it. If you're on the east side of New Haven, historically, nobody ever traveled from the eastern part of, let's say, the shoreline in Connecticut into New York City on a daily or even a frequent basis every single week, right? If you've got to be in the city, you know, 3 or 2 days a week, you'd rather live on the west side of New Haven, right? The left side. You'd rather live probably in Fairfield County if you have any travel in and out of New York City. And if people are going back to the city to be in their office, what does that do for demand on the east side? I've been saying this, Pat, for so long. This is a moment in time. We're at the tip of the iceberg. We have the lowest inventory ever in single family homes in Connecticut. We've got a lot of buyers, both at the millennial age group and people coming from New York City. It won't last forever. Here's another sign that this will not last forever.
I feel pretty confident in that, it seems.
I feel really confident. And you know what? I'm one person that is also looking for more office space, believe it or not.
Yeah.
We're building out new divisions of our company, One and Company, at William Ravis Real Estate. And we need more space.
Yeah.
Most of our agents are not in the office, but we're building out divisions on the back end of our company that require office space that really wouldn't work virtually with people sitting in their homes. There's a lot of things that don't work with people sitting in their home office.
Well, I think what's important too, like, right, is this is just a demand measurement, right? So we're not talking about, you know, people building new buildings and like that. I don't want that to get kind of misconstrued, right? It's not like a need for construction, because what I think we saw, because we talked about this early on, and I think even May of June of last year, was you ended up with this exodus of, you know, companies in my industry, like Morgan Stanley sent all of their traders home, right, for an extended period of time. You now have 60, 70, 100,000 square feet of office space in Midtown or Lower Manhattan that sit unoccupied, that now people that are in charge of those spaces start to rework whether the math makes sense. Mm-hmm. So now you're truncating and you're minimizing some of these spaces from what you had before, 100,000 becomes 40,000. That doesn't mean that the 60,000 square feet that's not being used gets blown out. But now, for instance, maybe when a company has an opportunity to take into an office space that they didn't look at before. So I think that, to your point, that turn in demand, which is what this is measuring, I think is pretty impressive. I mean, it's a pretty sizable jump up. To your point, I don't really get the reference points, like increased by 13 points to 58. I don't really know what the 58 means.
That all has to do with this VODI.
Yeah, but the fact that it's been up 29% growth in demand for office space, like that's a sizable number. And you know, I shared with you guys too, really quick, and we can talk about this a little bit further on. Like Google, one of those big first pushers into the work from home, right? Google, a lot of these tech companies, is saying that people are going to come back to work in September. And the idea of permanent remote work is no longer on the table, right? There are obviously going to be exceptions to the rule, but you know, somebody who's so tech savvy, and Google is technology, they're saying, no, you're going to come back.
The only CEO that's been dumb enough to say you can work from home for the rest of your life is the Twitter guy with the big beard.
Dorsey.
He's the only CEO dumb enough to make that statement. And, you know, it reflects the way he runs that company. Pat, in New York, demand for office space jumped 120% in 2021 and is down 40% from pre-pandemic levels. The VODI has steadily risen from 35, which we don't know what these numbers even mean, in December to 77, but it's risen, right? So from December to February, from 35 to 77, after hitting a low of 7 in May 2020. Obviously, May 2020 was probably the bottoming out of people, you know, offices in cities being completely empty.
Yeah, just ghost towns.
No, but I've believed it for a long time. People are going to go back to the offices. It's why a lot of people, even that bought in Connecticut, most of the New Yorkers that bought in Connecticut did not change their primary residence. Some of them did. But a lot of them bought second homes, right? Yeah. $750,000, that $700,000 to $800,000 price range in Connecticut. The majority of buyers were New York City people buying second homes. That type of activity is not going to last forever because, one, they already have their second homes. If anything, there's going to be more inventory because people are going to say, I'm not going to need this as much. And we've already seen that actually one in company. We've already resold somebody's home that bought in the very beginning of the pandemic, less than a year. They made a whole boatload of money too, by the way. I think they bought for $675 and it just closed at $825. So nice little short term.
not a shabby return.
Not a shabby return. But yeah, I'm one of those companies not in the city, obviously in Connecticut along the shoreline, that is looking to expand office space, that's looking to bring not only hire, but bring more people in to the office, obviously safely, and the vaccine is allowing companies to do this. But, you know, the companies that are growing and that actually, you know, there's certain departments that cannot be virtual, and I do think there's going to be a demand for, you know, office space that makes sense for how we're going to operate our businesses going forward. If you want to be a part, actually, of our growing team, go over to realestateagentscholarship.com. If you've been thinking about real estate, do that. We're going to talk about more of what this office space means for our real estate market, and we'll give away some of Martin's money all when we come back. Real Estate Radio, 94.9 News Now, and Stimulating Talk. Byron Lazine, one in company, William Ravis Real Estate, Pat Kenny, Barnum Plans. We're talking about the recent boom in office space. It's back. If you are just listening in the breaks, if you're over on Facebook, or if you want to see the behind the scenes of the show, go to facebook.com/ One and Company Real Estate. It's all spelled out, O-N-E-A-N-D, Company Real Estate, over at Facebook. And you can see the behind the scenes as we stream this show live. But Jill, on the break, Jill, who runs our Facebook stream, you had a question. So tee it up, Jill. Jill.
This is your moment to shine, Jill.
This is your time. We're giving you permission to jump in here.
You raise your hand constantly, never get a chance to talk.
Everything on my computer just went haywire. My internet connection is very unstable, but I think if you can hear me now, your camera's going off.
Yeah, don't worry about that. Yeah. The radio listeners don't care about my camera.
The prediction and the foresight I wanted you to put into what happened to all those tech-based companies where they were allowing their employees to work remotely and they were able to leave those expensive cities. But now they're going to have to go back into the office because remote is going to become a thing that...
The employees. You're talking specifically about the employees for these tech companies in the cities. And let's just take New York City, for example. The real estate market on purchases, while there was far less purchases, the value of those apartments didn't take a huge decline because most of the owners said, you know what? I'm just not going to sell right now because there's not as many buyers and I can afford to just sit on my real estate. Now, what did take a significant drop in value was these brand new apartments that developers were sitting on. For the first time, developers started to negotiate because they had a massive amount of inventory. But resale properties did not drop in value all that much. New development did because there was a glut of inventory. And apartment leases did, where people were finally, for the first time in New York City, landlords were finally saying, we'll give you 1 month free rent. You know, there was a lot of that going on in New York City because the majority of the people that left, like permanently, were younger folks that were leasing an apartment in the city, had been leasing for, a number of years and said, you know what, my lease is up and it just so happens it's June and my lease is time to renew. I'm not going to renew. I'm going to go to Connecticut or Jersey or Mass, wherever my parents live, and just go back to my childhood bedroom. We all know a few people that did that. The buyer pool right now that's driving New York City, and New York City, I was just in Dallas with a group of, there was about 12 of us that are, top real estate team leaders from different parts of the country. There was a couple people from New York City there. Both the New York City brokers said, for the first time since before the pandemic, we are now seeing multiple offers in New York City. And one of the driving factors is the millennials that were leasing this whole time gave up their lease and they're now like, you know what? My office is starting to slowly come back. Hence what we're talking about here with the boom for office space. My office is starting to slowly come back. These starter level homes, there's a lot more inventory than there ever was. It's easier for me to make an offer. I didn't lose my job, right? These are millennials that didn't lose a job that are high earners. I'm going to go now buy my first apartment. I can get more for my money potentially. And that's what's driving multiple offers in New York City. The big push I've been making for homeowners who are thinking about selling in Connecticut in the next year or 2 years is to do this right now. You have too many factors going against you. While it seems on the surface right now that you are in full control. And today, April, Easter weekend, you are in full control. If your house is on the market today, that will change. Interest rates keep going up. People keep going back to the city. Multiple offers in New York City being an early indicator. Office, people going back to their offices in New York City being an early indicator. And the fact that everybody has gotten their values back from 2007. For the first time in basically 15 years, your home is worth more than it ever has been in the history of your home ownership in Connecticut. This is a moment in time. We are standing on the top of the iceberg. Do not let it melt underneath you if you're thinking about selling.
I mean, to your point, right? So we talked about it last week with Paige, and you were there for a part of it. In 2020, New York values, home equity grew by 3.5% in New York Metro, in New York proper.
That's true.
So that's, all of these pieces combined, I think are feeding to that, exactly to your point. I mean, the state of New York had an average increase in 2020 in home equity of $25,000. The city of New York had a 3.5% growth. 3.5% on a $900,000 apartment somewhere on the Upper East Side. it's a sizable chunk of money, right? So I think, Jill, to your question, I think some of these people, if they were, you know, my completely uneducated opinion on this is that most of our peer group, 45 and under, that relocated out of these major metro areas, whether it be LA, Seattle, Chicago, wherever, New York City, were not homeowners. Most of them, I think, were renting, to Byron's point, were leasing somewhere in Manhattan or wherever it is, and left because for the same money, they had the opportunity to buy something. So there was a value for them to do that, right? Byron, I mean, you talk about how many people came from New York to buy second homes. I have to imagine there were people in other metro areas that were leaving and buying $5,000 a month mortgages, $4,000 a month mortgages, because that's what they were used to paying in these major metro areas. But now they can own something. Mm-hmm. Now they might have to get, to your point, called back in. They're sitting on a $600,000-$800,000 home that now they own. They're going to try to sell it, hopefully, before everything kind of, you know, returns to some sense of normalcy for them. Otherwise, they'll be underwater forever and then have to go back into these areas, right? Some of the pieces we talked about, I think it was Facebook early on, Google, I know, talked about doing it, where when you left, you're welcome to work from home, work remote. That's totally fine. We're going to adjust your pay scale accordingly because we're paying you to live in San Francisco, which has a premium attached to it, obviously, because of the cost of living there. But if you're going to live in you know, pick somewhere in the middle of Ohio, we're not paying you that premium anymore because that doesn't cost us in there. So I think that's going to be an interesting factor as well. When they start to come back, is that premium going to be baked back in? Is the cost of living going to be adjusted accordingly? Or was it ever stepped down, right? I don't know that I have the data handy. I'm sure I can try to find it here on break. But, you know, when people go back in, obviously that demand for office space is fueled by bodies. And so are those people going to want, to Byron's point, commute, right? If they got to Guilford or Madison, they can do it. But if they're in Old Saybrook, do they really want to? Probably not. From Guilford to Madison, they probably don't want to.
From Guilford to Madison, even twice a week, that commute would start to wear on you because it's a long commute. And if more people start commuting into the city, it becomes more difficult to do it easily. And it's just hard on the body to do that, right? 2 hours in, 2 hours out. That's half a normal work shift of just commuting time to get. Then you got to get, you drop off the train. You got to like walk through the, you know.
Yeah, depending on where you're going, 2 hours just gets you to Grand Central. Like, yeah. You still got, you know, you might have two more trains to get to where you're going, depending on where it is your office is.
It's brutal. And that's why people end up living in the city or, you know, very close outside. If you've been listening to this show, Pat, people have been listening to the show since we started doing this 4 or 5 years ago. Been listening that long. You know that I rarely will make a call to action on selling your house. I rarely do it. But the last 3 or 4 weeks, the last month and a half, whatever it's been, I've been doing it all the time. I'm not trying to sell anybody on this show. Love for you to reach out to us. Right, you can text me right now, 860-941-2755, if you want to talk about your real estate. And after the show, I'll hit you back up. I've rarely do this, Pat, because rarely, and it's taken 15 years for us to have a moment in time where if you do have a need to sell or a thought of selling in the next 2 years, you should be doing it right now and capitalizing on every single penny. Your home has never been worth what it is today since 2007, and we're actually above those levels.
Average growth, right? Average equity growth in the state of Connecticut, we talked about it last week, is $32,000 for the average homeowner from 19 to 20.
This has been a perfect storm. Low inventory, people coming to Connecticut at scale. Interest rates were historically low, now going up. All of these things happened all at once, but Connecticut is still facing things nobody's been talking about. A $2.3 billion deficit coming next year that they have no idea how they're going to pay for it. Besides,
we've given some ideas.
Property taxes, right?
We've given some ideas on this show.
We've given plenty of ideas. I doubt Hartford listens to this show because they'll just take the lazy approach that they always do and jack up people's property taxes, which is why people have left Connecticut at scale over the last 20 years because not all they do is jack up property taxes. It is the second, I think it's Connecticut and Illinois. I think if you add up all of the taxes, we're even more taxed than New York, except for the people that live in the city because they have the city tax. But as a state, our, what do they call that? The cumulative tax, or there's a name for that when you add up all the taxes. It's very expensive to live in Connecticut.
Totally. And now, of course, you know, as we've talked about before, one of the avenues of solutions, New York State's pulled it off, legalized marijuana.
Right.
We've talked about it. Now our neighbors got it.
New York did that very, like low key. We're gonna do that. We're just going to do that now. Like, let's just do it. We're losing people all the time. Let's just make marijuana legal and at least capitalize on that revenue. I mean, that's just an easy one that Connecticut should be doing. There's plenty of people lighting up. There's probably plenty of people listening to this show right now lighting up a J-bomb, Pat.
A little breakfast, a little wake and bake at 11:28. Okay.
Bacon, egg, and cheese and a J-bomb. Combination there.
I mean, listen, Jill's got Jameson in one of her cups, so like it's not totally out of the realm of possibility at this point. So
Jill's streaming us over on Facebook. If you want to see us BTS behind the scenes on the break here, go over to facebook.com/oneandcompanyrealestate. We didn't give away any of Martin's money. We got to do that. We're giving away some of Martin's money. We've got gift cards to local restaurants. I mean, Pat, that's usually what we do on the show is just give away gift cards. We usually don't make these strong call to actions. If you're looking to sell, you got to do it now. If you want to talk to me during the break, 860-941-2755. That's my personal cell. We come back, we're going to give away some restaurant gift cards. We're going to also promote some real estate. Stay tuned. Real Estate Radio, 94.9 News Now, and Stimulating Talk. Great attorneys in the history of Connecticut. He says on Facebook, "You kids are so soft. I used to walk to New York uphill both ways in bare feet when I was your age." I don't know. Maybe we are soft, but people are going to move back to the city so that they don't get calluses on their feet like G Money's probably got from his hardcore early days. This is Real Estate Radio, Byron Lozine and Pat Kenny. We've got Ron from Norwich on the line. Ron, how are you?
Good morning, guys. Afternoon, whatever. Hey, I work for the great Martin McKinney.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. He's awesome. And I know, what do you call him, Dougie Fresh?
Dougie Fresh is what we call his tank specials. Dougie Fresh is
the
guy.
I know the whole crew. But listen, guys, I got a house that was appraised for $350,000. I have 40 acres, and I was thinking of selling when I got older. I'm already pretty old, 65 this summer, so I think
you sound like an Easter spring chicken.
I plan on selling because it's bigger than I need, and I had reasons to buy it, but I'm going to build a smaller house and separate the lot. But here's the mistake I made. I refinanced because I thought I would stay here another 10 years maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I wasted a lot of money refinancing if I'm going to sell it now. What do you think?
Well, you can refinance and pay the loan off. I mean, you can sell it and pay the refinance loan off.
Yeah.
Did you pay for the refi? Is that what you're asking?
What's that?
Did you have to pay for the refi? Is it like you had to put money out of pocket? That's what you're asking?
Yeah.
When did you refi?
I just shouldn't have refinanced because my rate wasn't that high to begin with, but thinking it went even lower. I think I got 3% now, 3.9 maybe. And,
probably 2.9.
You know, that's the only thing. I was worried that I made a mistake by paying the closing costs and all that to refinance or whatever,
If you sold today, you'd erase that point or whatever that you're concerned about. But
right, and then some probably, right?
Yeah, but Ron, more so it's a decision about when I'm making this call to action that people should sell now that are thinking about selling in the next year or two. In 2 years, the market's going to be different than it is today. We're at the top of values. for you, you want to stay in the area. So what would you do in the meantime, right? There are options for you. We're doing some bridge loan options. There's also options to go rent and wait. You have an option of maybe carving off a piece of your land, but you'd have to build. So that's going to be 6 to 12 months before you could move into the new build. What would your, you know, likely option be if you sold your property today? That's really where we need to start.
Yeah, my option would have been to maybe buy a trailer to stay on the other property, a temporary, like, you know, I think I can stay here. I think I can make that work.
If you carve off a piece of land, you know what I mean?
And then building a new house right away.
I like the creativity there of going into a trailer on a piece of the land while you're building. That's really smart to me. Mm-hmm. And you know, if you're willing to do that and getting the most money for your sale is a top priority, then now is as good a time as ever, Ron.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do it because I'm paying a lot of taxes, you know, with the 40 acres, and I'm getting by all right now, but, you know, I got to work, you know, 12 hours a day. But,
Ron, stay on the line. I'm going to have Chris here at 94.9 give you my cell phone. It's 860-941-2755, but he'll get your information. You'll get my cell phone. Martin McKinney can be a reference for me, and we'll have a conversation off the air and get you hooked up. So
yeah, I keep forgetting to mention to Martin. I forget all the time. I keep wanting to talk to him about you guys and say, you know, I'm gonna talk to you about this stuff. So we'll do that. Okay, Byron.
Stay in line. These guys will get your number, and you know what? We'll get your information. We'll send you some of Martin's money. I mean, you used to work for Martin. What could be better than some free Martin's money?
No, I still work for him. Yeah, I still work for him.
You still work for him. All right. Yeah. Well, we're going to give you some of his money. We're going to give you a gift card to a restaurant paid for by Martin. How's sneakers? You like sneakers? You ever been there with Martin?
Oh, yeah. Not with Martin, but yeah, I've been there. Yeah. Yeah, that'd be great. Thanks, guys.
That's a good move. All right. See you, Ron.
Yep. Bye-bye.
I think worst case backup, Ron can always move in with Dougie Fresh for 6 months.
Oh, Dougie will take him in. Dougie will do anything for a company.
Oh,
anything for service station equipment. All right, if you want a gift card to a local restaurant courtesy of Service Station Equipment, your residential tank specialist, all you got to do is call on 860-464-9490. That's the number to the radio, 860-464-9490. And we're making it easy. This is a coin flip here. So over or under, New York, demand for office space jumped over or under 100% so far in 2021. Really easy one. You've got a coin flip chance of winning. New York, demand for office space jumped over or under 100% so far in 2021. 860-464-9490 is the number. Ron, you hung up, I guess. So the station's saying call back and they'll get you hooked up, or we'll just track you down with Martin either way. All right. Well, we're waiting for some callers for some free Martin's money. Let's get into the One and Company at William Ravis Real Estate Rewind for the week. And we actually had three new listings here on the Rewind, but Jill, there's actually six. So we got to go find Jill knows. So you can find all of our Rewind and all of our blog information, blog.oneandcompany.com. So our new listings, we had six of them over the last week. 84 Silas Dean Road in Ledger, $350,000. That is land, right, Jill? That is land. Yes, it is. So if you're looking for some land, 84 Silas Dean Road in Ledger, $350,000. What's the acreage there, Jill? I can't see it from where I am. And we have 42 acres. 42 acres for $350,000. 84 Silas Dean Road in Ledger. Great opportunity there. 239 Cogden Road in Voluntown. $109,000 single family home. You can literally not build a single family home. And anybody hear how much cost of materials have been going up? Each and every day, the cost of lumber and steel and concrete, it keeps going up and up and up. 239 Congdon Road, Voluntown, $109,000 single family home. They're throwing the land in free, PK. It's, the whole package is $109,000, if you can believe that. 917 Orchard Road in Berlin, on for $599,000. That's over 4,000 square feet. Just a ridiculous property there. We also listed 27 Carroll Ave in Killingly. This is a three-bed, two-bath home for $210,000. Another one of those where you can build it with the land cost for that dollar. You get any builder to call in right now, 860-464-9490. They would agree with me. You cannot build single-family homes for $210,000, never mind putting in the land cost. But you could buy one at 27 Carroll Ave in Killingly right now for $210,000. Condo in Clinton for $135,000, 91 Founders Village in Clinton. And then we also have a little one-bed, one-bath in Stratford for $72,500. That's 23 Marshway Drive in Stratford. This is the One and Company week of deals, PK. Do you hear these deals? $72,000 in Stratford, $135,000 in Clinton, $210,000 in Killingly. We are giving you the opportunities to go get a steal right now. Some of these already have offers on them. And if you'd like to inquire about any of them, you can text me 860-941-2755 right away. All right. We had a whole bunch of under contracts this week. What do we have? 12 of them? 12 under contracts for One and Company at Ravis. We had under contracts in Middletown, Hamden, Haddam. Well, reverse there. Branford, Milford, New Haven, two under contracts at 66 High Street. We only have one unit left at 66 High. Simsbury, Portland, Newington, and Hamden. And then we had a whole bunch of closings, I believe seven. Meriden, Portland, Hamden, North Branford, Seymour, North Haven, and Guilford were the closings for One and Company. We've got some open houses today till 2 o'clock. 46 Saddlewood Drive in Madison. You can get over there all the way till 2 o'clock today. 45 Saddlewood.
Don't visit the neighbors. Just go to Drive. 45.
Yeah.
But Byron said it was open house today. What do you mean I can't come in? Yeah.
45 Saddlewood Drive in Madison.
And also Sandalwood, but I'm not going to
stand up on here. I can't even see this, Jill. So I'm like, I don't even know how I'm reading it. There you go. Zoom in. 45 Sandalwood Drive in Madison. Single family home. And that's open until 2 o'clock today. What's the price on that, Jill? Do we have that one up? Let's go to that.
45
Sandalwood. That's $355,000. It's a three bed, two bath in Madison. That's another screaming deal. I don't know what. We're just feeling good. Feeling good.
This is where I'm sitting too. If you're on the live stream, I'm sitting in the Sandalwood home and moving ready, I would say. Just picture where your furniture is going to go.
You're there. Jill is there. Right. If you're over on the Facebook live stream, facebook.com/ One and Company Real Estate, you can get it. That's a beautiful house for $355 in Madison. Screaming deal. We got a whole bunch of deals. That's the One and Company at William Ravis Real Estate Rewind for the week. If you've got any real estate to promote, you can interrupt us at any time, 860-464-9490, and we will promote your deal, whether you're an agent, for sale by owner, seller, whoever. We're happy to promote your real estate here before we finish up the show. If you want to talk about getting into investing in real estate or selling some of your real estate, you can text me 860-941-2755. And if you want some of Martin's money, we're still giving that away. Do we got any callers for that before we go to break? We do. All right. We've got Tatiana in Waterford on the line. Tatiana, how are you?
Hi, good.
Do you have a guess for our Martin's Money giveaway? We're giving away a gift card to, where we got gift cards? Sneakers, Jill? Sneakers and Groton. You ever been?
No.
They got fabulous food. So if you can get this right, it's a coin flip question. In New York, demand for office space has jumped over or under 100% in 2021. What's your answer?
Over 100 or under? Probably under.
Were you listening to the beginning of the show? Maybe not, Tatiana. All right.
I guess that would be over, huh?
All right. You want to change your answer? Final answer. Is it over or under?
Over.
You got it. All right. We're going to give you that one. We're giving it to you. It is over. Office space in New York has jumped 120% in 2021. People are going back to the city, folks. I'm telling you, you're at the tip of the iceberg in your home value. Tatiana, stay on the line. We're going to get you hooked up with a gift card to Sneakers, courtesy of Service Station Equipment, your residential tank specialist. Congrats. Come back. Real Estate Radio. You're welcome. When we come back, we'll give away maybe another gift card. Who knows? Real Estate Radio, 94.9 News Now, and Stimulating Talk.
He was, but it's really Footloose. Like, let's be serious.
Oh, it's Footloose.
Footloose is the Kevin Bacon.
Is Wild Things a movie or not?
It is a movie. You're fine.
Young girls in the pool. Is that Wild Things or am I imagining things?
That's a very particular and interesting thing for you to recall. Very specific of all the things that we can recall.
Very.
So six degrees of Kevin Bacon is just that the way that the world is supposedly works, statistically speaking. In reality, you know five people, and one of those five people, through 6 degrees of separation, will get you to meeting Kevin Bacon because somebody you know somehow knows Kevin Bacon. So it's 6 degrees of separation, but it's funny because it's called 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
So nothing to do with the pool scene in Wild Things?
Not in this case.
Okay.
Can we leave that behind?
Yeah, that was a very creepy recall. But I'm not a movie buff, but I do recall that for some reason. Might have been, going back to the childhood. I don't know. Memory bank.
I just want to clarify for just one half second. You're continuing to make it worse.
Yeah, no doubt. No question.
Let's fire through. I don't know if we still have Maria from Norwich was on the phone at one point. I don't know if she has given up. I don't really know. I'm just trying to get away from the pool scene.
Hello?
There we go. Oh, we've got Maria from Norwich.
Hi, Maria.
How are you?
Hi, Byron. You know, I guess the woman already guessed the answer because I would have guessed the opposite because I'm thinking about a lot of the New Yorkers were moving out of New York and coming to Connecticut. And I was just going to say, I was thinking about because I live in Norwich, the industrial park, and we have downtown Norwich with a lot of vacant buildings and office space. And that kind of surprised me, actually. And I'm not selling my single-family home. Sounds like it's a treasure.
That's right. I see some activity in Norwich these days. Some people are starting to fill up some of those empty spaces, which is very good to see.
I would have to say on West Main Street, a lot of the businesses. We have Harbor Freight and a lot of businesses are booming on West Main Street, not downtown or the industrial park.
West Main Street just opened up
Chipotle, or Chipotle, however you say it.
How do you say it, Maria?
I've heard it both ways, so I want to say Chipotle.
We just call it Chipotle?
Chipotle. Chipotle,
it's Mexican food. In case
it's good.
It's good.
Tomato, tomato. Maria, thank you for the call. Right. We love hearing
tomato.
From you, Maria.
It does have tomatoes in it too.
Yeah,
avocado's extra though.
Guacamole. All right, Maria. Thank you. Have a fabulous Easter weekend if you celebrate Easter.
You too. I do. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Maria.
All right, there we go.
Chipotle.
I'd like to say, I'm going to put the Chipotle and gratin on blast because I got a burrito bowl the other day. You know, I'm not a meat eater, so I got the veggie. Guess what was not included in this burrito bowl? Veggies.
Vegetables?
So did you get rice and guacamole?
Rice
what else is left?
And beans. Rice and some beans and guacamole.
Oh, boy. Well, that's what you get for being a vegetarian, I guess. between the pool scene and my shot at vegetarians, I just lost 5% of people's respect.
The six people out. The six people.
Harry is bringing it up again. That's right. If anyone tuned back in.
Yeah. All right. So far in this show, I've you know, at least taken a shot of 25% of people, and we've talked about people leaving Connecticut, going back to New York because their office is calling them back. That's a trend that I believe is going to continue to happen. We are, I know I've said this before, we are sitting at a moment in time. If you're thinking about selling your, you know, your real estate because you have a need to, not just because it sounds like a good idea from the guy on the radio, but if you have a need to sell your real estate in the next year or two, right now, the spring of 2021 is when you'll actually make the most money with the easiest terms, with the most demand in a competitive environment. This is going to start to shift the other way. Interest rates continue to rise. Buyers will afford less. More homeowners that see the opportunity, that continuously hear, my home's worth more than it was in 2007, you'll have an increase of inventory. More of these New York buyers are going to start to disappear. I mean, I can't tell you for how many years people would say, Byron, just find a buyer from New York. They got so much money. Well, it was never that easy because all these people from New York were buying properties in the Hamptons or Jersey or whatever, and there just wasn't really as many people that wanted to be in Connecticut. Then all of a sudden, everybody wanted to leave the city, and it created more buyers for Connecticut. It was a great thing the last year. It's not going to last forever. People love New York City. They're going back to New York City right now, and their businesses, their places of employment are making them do that. So they'll be spending less time in places like Connecticut and the Jersey Shore and upstate and Long Island, and they'll be back in the city.
We had a comment on Facebook from G, and he said, was thinking about a conversation we had on air, and Pat suggested Amazon take over Crystal Mall. The question is, what now?
Well, true. I mean, what do you do with the Crystal Mall now? I think you probably have an Amazon takeover. I know Gordon has had some good ideas for the Crystal Mall. Maybe we can get Gordon on the show next week, Jill. Can we set that up?
Gonna have to clear Gordon's calendar. I mean, that's one busy guy. I gotta be honest.
Let's get Gordon on the show to talk about that next week as this show is wrapping up. Pat, for anybody that wants to start, maybe they don't want to sell their house, but they just want to start planning their future. There's a lot of things that are happening right now, and having a conversation with somebody like you on a financial planning, strategy session might be a good thing. So, Pat, as we wrap up the show, where can people find you this week if they need to have that conversation?
Yeah, I mean, easiest is always just heading over to BarnumPlans.com. We got a little contact action there. Hit me up there. You can email me if you'd like. That's kind of fun. P. Kenny, so first initial, last name, at BarnumFG, Barnum like Barnum and Bailey Circus, .com. Which is, by the way, we're not because of P.T. Barnum. We were on Barnum Ave in Trumbull originally. It's not nothing to do with the guy and the whole elephants and sadness in Barnum and Bailey. So we don't do that here. Hmm. No elephants, no pool scenes. None of those things.
No pool scenes. It's really my only Kevin Bacon memory. Maybe that's why it's weird. Kevin Bacon and pools. All right. Anyway.
Down the rabbit hole we go.
If you want to talk to the dumbest movie guy in the world about your real estate, because I spend all my time obsessing about real estate, which is why I know nothing about movies, hit me up, 860-941-2755. If you've been listening to the show for any length of time, you know I never make call to actions about selling your house. But right now, it's worth more than it was in 2007, and it took almost 15 years for you to get here. So if you're thinking about selling, send me a text, shoot me a call right now, 860-941-2755. We'll have a conversation about what your strategy is, what your future looks like. It may not be the right move to sell potentially if you're looking to stay in Connecticut. I mean, there's just so many variables that go into everybody's individual decision. But if you want to capitalize the most amount of money for your real estate, then hit me up right now, 860-941-2755. It's a moment in time. If you want to If you're thinking about real estate as a career and you want to join our team, we're paying for your license right now. We're paying for free licenses. Go over to realestateagentscholarship.com. Your timing could not be better to get into this industry. realestateagentscholarship.com if you want to join the business. Thank you, Service Station Equipment, as always, for giving away some of Martin's money, Irish Springs Pool Water, and Service Station Equipment. Thank you, 94.9, Chris and Mike over there behind the scenes. Pat Kenny, appreciate you. Jill, thanks for running the Facebook. Wishing everybody a phenomenal Easter weekend. Love you guys. We'll see you here back next week, Real Estate Radio. I'm Byron Lazine, and we are out.